I love those songs that we sing right to him, in that person, you know, straight to Jesus, right into his heart. That's one that we sang so often when I was a lad, I guess I could say, back at home in the German meetings. I think I could still sing all those verses. I think we had 5 in our hymn book. Just have to get me started. That was the first one. And we did that for the Lord, first of all, but we also did it for these dear ones that just came in today. I heard some German speaking among the ranks today. And here's brother and sister Hauser and brother and sister Kleiber, right? Welcome. We're so happy to have you with us. Praise the Lord. And I think they understood those words, even though I sang them with such a strong American accent. We just love to worship Jesus together. We're all going to be together someday, worshiping the Lord from our hearts, with all of our hearts, and giving him the glory, as you said this morning, that is his due. Praise the Lord. Now, Brother Paul.
Yes.
Brother Paul is our leader, and he doesn't like titles, so I never know what to call him. He's not the camp director in the sense that Brother Gordon Gardner or Brother Collis were camp directors, but he's kind of some kind of an administrator. He leads us. We go to him. He's got the last word. Is he the CEO? I don't know.
No, he's the chief.
Just the chief. Okay. Anyway, this is his last meeting with us. I know I'm embarrassing him terribly, but it's his last meeting with us for the season. He happens to work for the Department of Education in New York, and they open shop this week. He has to get down there. So we're just wanting to hear a word from him this evening, and then he can choose his song also. Okay, Brother Paul.
I mentioned earlier in the season, when I drive to camp, I see lots of young people that work at the nearby camps jogging, and how they lose their enthusiasm as the season, as the summer progresses. Tons of them out there, they sort of dwindles off. But there's another genre of people that also exercise early in the morning. And if you follow a routine, if you come, that is, leave the house at the same time, we'll see these same people. There is a young fella who has no legs, and so he has wheels, and he pushes and motivates himself along. And then there's another older guy, and then there's a, we don't call them midgets anymore, a small person. And he jogs along. And then there was an old, stately gentleman, white hair, and he'd be walking along. And I'd see these same people for years. And just this year, this white-haired gentleman is stooped. And I have seen him age over the years. And of course, we're all aging, right?
Yeah.
Because time marches on. And I don't remember a season as much as this season where it just flew by. During the spring months, Brother Eddie and the staff coordinators are busy getting the staff. Aletha is doing her thing. We're ordering buses. We're getting the brochures done. Prep is made by the head counselors. And before you know it, opening day is here. And then that first camp period is over, and then the second, and then we, Brother Collis used to measure the 50% mark, and we talk about that. But time goes so fast, but it's been a wonderful season, and I'm thankful for it. I'm very thankful for this season. It began with a staff that was so united in love, and it was just cooperation, and that continued. And that's a wonderful thing to see in a place like this where things don't always go smoothly or have a tendency maybe not to go smoothly, but the Lord has helped. I'm thankful for that. And I'm thankful also for the two things that I hear most about this camp, when people come to this camp, there are two things that I hear most. It's almost as though we're in a time warp. They don't say that, but that's the idea. The music is the same, thank God. We strive and work very hard to keep it that way. And the presence of the Lord is felt on these grounds. And I heard that again from several people who haven't been here in many years. It's the same. They say, wow, it's the same when I was here years ago. And of course, we find it very precious. And I personally don't like to talk about that much because it is so precious. But the Lord has kept his presence on the grounds because people, faithful people, have prayed for this camp and continue to pray and endeavor to please the Lord. And so I'm thankful for that. I'm especially thankful for those on the staff that have been here the whole summer and have given themselves year after year for entire summers. And the Lord sees that, and that's a wonderful thing to have faithful people who hold the camp up, who believe that the Lord is going to get his way in every child that comes on these grounds, every staff member, and every guest. And so it's been a wonderful summer, and I'm thankful that I can be a part of it. It's very interesting, is too weak a word, but it's just great to be able to be under the different ministries of different people. And it's interesting, at the same time, you have your Sister Martha Walfogel, and you have your Jonathan Schulteises, who speak different, and you have your lofty brother Eddie over there. And it's just great. And the Lord has met us, no matter who's speaking, he always is faithful to meet us. And as they break the word, he meets our hearts and souls. And so I'm thankful again for a great season. And I trust the Lord will continue his work in every camp or every staff member and every guest who has been here this summer. Amen. And I'd like to sing 28.
In this book?
In the camp book.
In the camp book, number 28. And we are going ahead, even though Brother Paul is leaving us. We have, tomorrow's Wednesday. And we're not closing up here till Monday. So, let's sing 28, a song. This is one of those, isn't it, that we sing right to the Lord Jesus. Perhaps you'd like to stand.
Oh, Jesus, Jesus, dearest Lord, forgive me if I say, for very love thy sacred name, a thousand times a day. Oh, Jesus, Lord, with me abide, I rest in thee, whate'er betide. are my body's strength, my soul's eternal health. O Jesus, Lord, with me abide. I rest in thee, whate'er betide. Thy gracious smile is my reward. What limit is there to this love? Thy flight, where wilt thou stay? On our Lord is sweeter far today than yesterday.
Noticed last several meetings we've expressed our love to Jesus, and I heard, I don't know if it was in the praising and the prayer around me, and I know it was also in my heart, something that I heard someone say, maybe I heard myself say it too, but there was some resonating there with loving Jesus. Lord, we know we love you, and yet at the same time we want to love you more. I heard someone say that, I love you, Lord, I want to love you more. And I said, yes, Lord, me too. I love you, Lord. Abide with me. Abide with me as we've been singing. Burn, burn, oh love within my heart, fiercely, night and day. I want to love you, Lord, as I ought to love. Amen. Brother Graber. We love you, and we love to hear from you, what God gives you for us. It seems to get better as the days go by.
Should we sing that song?
Which one?
Jesus loved me.
The one we've been singing?
Okay.
Jesus loves me, this I know,
for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me, yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me, the Bible tells me so. Jesus, take this heart of mine, make it pure and wholly thine. Thou hast bled and died for.